Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Restaurants are expecting a strong summer, but consumers may not be in a dining out mood. Meantime, those going out to eat are still dealing with surcharges that popped up during the pandemic. We welcome in Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality, based in Chicago. Doug, thank you for joining us today. In general, as far as the entire restaurant industry is concerned, has business gone back to where it was pre-pandemic, or is there still some room to run?
I think there's still some room to run, but we're getting really close. I think what's happened is that there's sort of a barbell effect. What I mean by that is the restaurants that do it well are doing really well. And prior to that, if you were a restaurant that was just doing okay prior to the pandemic, you were skating along because the economy was really in a very, very great position. I think today those restaurants are the ones that are starting to feel it.
And then there were a lot of places that closed down either during the pandemic or shortly afterwards. They opened in 2020 and then just couldn't make a go of it. We talked about it last week with the Cooper's Hawk on the Gold Coast. And
yes.
Is this a case, though, where the places that did manage to persevere through the pandemic are taking advantage of reduced competition, or is the number of openings made up for the ones that went away?
I think there's probably, if not the same, more openings that are occurring. Same thing actually happened after Katrina down in New Orleans. And it's the fact that people are seeing where more and more people are coming to restaurants than I believe that is out there in some of the written material that's coming out. I think that's not accurate. I think what's happening is that most restaurants right now are feeling still that post-pandemic glee, so to speak, and we're going to see a pretty good summer. And also, let's remember, too, that outdoor cafe season has been extended, so that's another revenue opportunity as well.
And we're talking about inflation, obviously, every day on the Noon Business Hour. It weighs on the minds of everybody, and maybe it's weighing on the minds of people when they sit down at a table and when they get their bill. Is there any indication that maybe it's pushing people away, or are restaurant patrons merely spending through it?
I think generally they're spending through it. I think that they know it's there. They recognize it. They've taken notice in that context. I think where you really see it is in some of the higher end steakhouses. I'm seeing $85, $90 for a 6 to 8 ounce filet. I mean, that's pretty crazy. But generally in restaurants, there's some creeping that's going on as far as pricing, but I think people are putting up with it. And again, I think that we'll be seeing a strong season.
And then what's the state of surcharges? A lot of them put in place after the pandemic, some with technology that asks you to provide a gratuity where you weren't asked before. What's the state of the restaurant consumer about increased tipping opportunities and also restaurant surcharges?
Well, we actually had a discussion at one point a while back about surcharges, and that really gets me upset. I have to say that there was one that most recently was, and get this one, that they were doing 3% increase based on the fact that there was a need to maintain their culinary standards. What does that mean? I mean, prior to that they weren't maintaining culinary standards? I mean, it just is an absolutely ridiculous thing. And I really find the surcharges to be something that if you want to increase them and you want to provide for people as far as their health benefits and things of that sort, buried in the price. It's 3%. Don't nickel and dime me.
Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.